What's up? Thanks for checking out Makeup Pop Podcast. This is your host, Brittany, and I am so glad you guys are here today. So every episode, I want to start off with a quote from a famous designer as we build our list of designers to kind of highlight and talk about throughout this podcast. So today's quote, there are three responses to a piece of design, yes, no, and wow, and wow is the one to aim for. That's a quote from one of the greats, Milton Glaser. And he's one of the reasons why I'm a designer today. He's also one of the reasons for Make It Pop Podcast. Why Make It Pop? Make It Pop is one of the most hated responses to critiquing a project when a designer sends it off to a client, just because it is so ambiguous. You don't always know what Make It Pop means, and it's kind of limited. But we understand most of our clients don't know the jargon to tell us what to do. Most people don't know whether or not to tell us to make the logo larger, make it brighter, make it outline, change the font, it's not standing out, change the hierarchy, things like that. So that's what Make It Pop's purpose is. One of our many purposes is to give some insight into our creative world as designers, to help break down the barrier between a designer and a client so that your client experience is magnified and is just that much better when you're dealing with a designer, whether it's creating some branding materials or a new website. We're gonna help you be able to find other words than Make It Pop a little more. Another reason why I've decided to create Make It Pop is because there was no creative forum for creative minds to meet. A lot of the podcasts that you do listen to today focus on the business aspect of design. But what I really wanted to do was create a collective and have conversations with different designers and to kind of build a relationship and give them a space to share their stories, share their love-hate relationship with being a professional creative, the highs, the lows, whether they're a freelancer or in-house designer, just kind of what their experiences are. Now, I will say, this design will tend to focus on people of color, sometimes playing favorites to women of color, just because we seem not to have a very visible presence in the marketplace when it comes to the world of design. So it's not limited to just people of color. I want to have conversations with everyone, but that will tend to often be the focus of Make It Pop Podcast. Some of the other things that you can expect from Make It Pop Podcast are book reviews, reviews of other podcasts, and different news articles that are kind of prominent in our industry. Things like Jessica Walsh leaving Sagmeister and Walsh, or the fact that How Design Magazine has completely shut down because the parent company filed for bankruptcy. So things like that are what you can expect from Make It Pop Podcast, as well as some other things as we evolve and grow. And so that's what you can expect from Make It Pop Podcast. I'm really excited that you guys are here. I hope you guys tune into the next episode. Make sure you follow us at Make It Pop POD on Instagram and Twitter. And if you want to follow me personally, my social media handle is Brittany. It is BRTTBNY. That's Brittany without any vowels. Also, while you're at it, you can follow the Load B Podcast. That's the LOADB Podcast. I'm a part of the Load B Network, and the fellas have an amazing podcast that you guys should go and check out. Also, check out the Morning Breath Podcast for news you can use. That is also one of the other podcasts that is featured on the Load B Network. The guys are also hosting a live podcast event next Wednesday, September 11th at the B-Side. You can check out more information at dyingbreepodcast.com and grab your tickets from Eventbrite. Hopefully we'll see you next week. And I am so appreciative that you guys are tuned in. Hopefully you guys check out the next episode. It should be pretty interesting. All right, thanks.